Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. It's less than a week after Governor Tony Evers announced he will not seek a third term. His second-in-command is already campaigning to succeed him in the 2026 election. Terry Barr has more.
Democratic Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is officially in the race for governor and is wasting no time talking about issues ranging from affordable health care to child care. Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Whitefish Bay businessman Bill Berrien already declaring their candidacies as Republicans. Rodriguez believes she has the experience and toughness to take them on.
I know what I'm about. I know what my values are. They can come at me with whatever they want to come at me with. I am able to handle that. And to be clear, I have worked in executive positions outside of elected office for far longer than I've been in elected office. And I think that's a good balance between understanding what it's like to be able to lace up your shoes every day, working as a nurse, working as an executive, and also understanding the political landscape.
Rodriguez, a guest on the Todd Albaugh Show, and called while on the road campaigning in Northeast Wisconsin.
Governor Tony Evers says he won't be making any endorsements just yet as candidates start to line up to succeed him. Evers was in Appleton Monday for a listening session where he said he doesn't usually endorse anyone in a primary race. The breaking story late last week was that Governor Tony Evers wouldn't run for a third term and people started lining up to join the race. But there's one big name that will not be on the ballot in the primaries. Savannah Tomei Olson has that story.
Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez has launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley says he plans to run, too. That's on the Democratic side. When it comes to Republicans, Trump-aligned businessman Bill Berrien is running, as is Washington County Executive Josh Shulman. Not long after Evers' announcement, former Governor Scott Walker started posting some cryptic tweets showing what looks to be an AI-generated Make Wisconsin Great Again hat. It had 45-47 on the side. President Donald Trump is the 45th and 47th president, and coincidentally, if he were elected again, Scott Walker would be Wisconsin's 45th and 47th governor. He even posted a long list of what he thinks the next governor's priorities should be. All of this implied he may be interested in running for a non-consecutive third term. And then over the weekend, he posted this message.
I'm not going to be a candidate for governor in 2026. In fact, I'm going to continue my work as president of Young America's Foundation.
The field of candidates is expected to get bigger before it narrows with primaries next year. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And today it was announced that there's one less potential candidate for Wisconsin governor. WisPolitics reports that a source close to Democratic Wisconsin Secretary of State, Sarah Godlewski, says she's ruled out a run for governor, but is seriously considering a bid for lieutenant governor and will decide in the coming weeks. Godlewski was elected state treasurer in 2019 and was appointed by Evers to the secretary's position in 2023 after Doug LaFollette stepped down. Godlewski dropped out of the campaign for U.S. Senate in 2022 before endorsing then-Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, at which point her term as treasurer was expiring. Barnes went on to lose to Senator Ron Johnson. Board development, part 4 of 4, Robert's Rules of Order and Other Board Procedures, was presented at last night's Richland School Board of Education meeting. Presented by the District Legal Counsel, Kirk Strang of Strang Law, LLC, presented and explained a number of topics, including clarifying questions, motions and seconds, discussion, voting and abstentions, amending a motion, tabling versus postponement, and to reconsider. While all these are included in Robert's Rules of Order, he emphasized that no school board follows each rule specifically. He also said that other districts are taking notice of the Richland School District because they are very congenial in following Robert's rules. District Superintendent Steve Board presented a slideshow of the many projects under construction at both the primary and intermediate schools. And then the Richland School Board also approved a number of agenda items at last night's meeting. They include 2 open enrollment out applications for the 2025-26 school year and to deny 5 open enrollment in applications due to space and resource limitations for the 2025-26 school year, and to approve the district administrator to approve or deny alternative open enrollment applications prior to going to the school board from now through September 19th to allow students to start school immediately without waiting for the next board meeting. The hiring of Daniel Makovic as an alternative education teacher for the 2025-26 school year. The job description for a behavioral technician as presented, effective immediately. To adopt policy 5411, third grade promotion and retention as presented, effective immediately. And the student handbook for the Hive Charter School for the 2025-26 school year. Republican state lawmakers have introduced a bill seeking to cap tuition increases at the universities of Wisconsin. The public university system recently approved a 5% increase in tuition for next year, the third year in a row that tuition has increased. The proposed legislation would cap future tuition increases to no higher than the rate of inflation. It's the third time in recent years that Republican lawmakers have attempted to cap tuition increases at the universities of Wisconsin. Tuition and fees make up over half of the system's yearly revenue. One person was seriously injured in a motorcycle crash Friday night. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that at approximately 7:30, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified of a motorcycle crash on County Road F, rural Hillsboro. Through investigation, sheriff's deputies believe that a deer entered the roadway from a cornfield while the operator, Michael Jerome Lang, 63 of Hillsboro, was negotiating a curve to the right near Elm Road. Lang sustained very serious injuries. He was transported to Amplify by Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital by Hillsboro area ambulance. Almost immediately thereafter, he was flown to Amplify by Gunderson Health in La Crosse by Gunderson Air. Also assisting at the scene was the Hillsboro Fire Department. WRCO's annual Walk with Grace radio auction continues today and runs through Friday. Every day from 10 until noon, listen and bid on the great items up for auction that all benefit Grace and the local cancer patients it supports, as well as to local health care and research. The first items today between 10 and 10:30 are Team Crusader specialty pies. Choose from peach, apple, rhubarb, strawberry rhubarb, blueberry mixed berry, pumpkin, pecan, coconut cream, banana cream, blueberry cream cheese, cream de mint, or lemon meringue. The Opal Man LLC has donated an 18-inch sterling silver Australian opal pendant, a $50 gift card for Christie's donated by Royal Cleaning, a $100 gift certificate from Vitesnik Power Sport, and Wilson Creek Pottery donated two handmade clay pottery mugs and one sealed sugar keeper. The 10:30 to 11 segment includes a Diane Nautical cherry cheesecake, a Richland County VSO vintage cow drink bowl made into a spider. This is a one-of-a-kind. An Old Northwest Timber and Habitat John Deere yard work set for kids. It includes a wheelbarrow, tools, chainsaw, and garden landscaping tools. A $50 gift card to the Richland Locker donated by Edward Jones, and two seats to a performance of Dance Elite in June. The third segment from 11 to 11:30 will feature six dozen of Geraldine Colstead cinnamon rolls, a $250 Wirtz Floor and Home in-store gift card, an All-American Do-It Center Butterfly Chase Lounge, 8 pounds of steak from Pulvey Farms. The beef is free-range, grass-fed through the summer. In colder months, they are fed a mixture of alfalfa and grasses. Pulvey Farms does not use hormones or scheduled antibiotics. Bindle Tire and Auto has also donated a standard four-wheel drive alignment, but does not include parts. The final segment today from 11:30 to noon includes two dinner theater tickets for Red Higgins and Molly B. from the Baraboo Senior Citizen Organization on December 7th. Own a piece of history. Three original seats from the RC Auditorium from 1914, donated by the Richland Center City Auditorium. A $20 gift card to Utter Brothers and Troxel Farms Elusive Escape Rooms in Wisconsin Dells. Select from any of the seven different fully immersed themed rooms. According to TripAdvisor, this is the number one escape room in the state of Wisconsin. And an Oakwood Fruit Farm gift certificate. The two big items today, which will be available to bid on for the full 2 hours, are a 38-inch Eldora propane fire pit bowl manufactured in Richland Center, donated by Jensen Casting. DJ's Quick Stop donated Wisconsin Badger football tickets for the August 28th game against Miami, Ohio Redhawks on the 50-yard line, row 38. You can still register to bid. Call WRCO at 608-647-2111. Then just tune in to 100.9 or WRCO.com to get into a bidding war, all for a good cause.